Friday, we're going to be holding a rally around the nomination of Scott Pruitt as the head of the EPA. And this is very important that our community is involved in this issue, as we understand that we need to have our senators be able to stand up for our community. So in this instance, we know that Senator Gardner, it's very important for this vote and for this nomination, and want to make sure that he is holding the values of the Colorado community in place, and that he is making sure that the dignity and the health of our community is put first and foremost in this issue. We know that Scott Pruitt has a poor record of public health alone. That's a reason enough to alarm us. For years, he has cemented his career in urging the EPA to block and eliminate essential safeguards to protect our families from water and air pollution. And that is why we need to make sure that this person is not going to be the head of our Environmental Protection Agency.
Why is it so important that Latino voices are added to the entire chorus of opposition to Scott Pruitt's nomination?
We know that the Latino community are in the front lines of this issue. We know that Latino children are three times more prone to of having asthma than any other ethnic group in the United States. And it's valuable that our community's voices are heard, because they have not been put at the forefront. We have a joke in organizing, if you're not sitting at the table, you're being served for dinner. So that is what we're doing. We're making sure that the voices of our communities are heard, and that they're loud and they are truly being received by our elected officials.
Has there been any indication that Senator Gardner has been responsive to the countless protests that have been happening at his offices around Colorado for a variety of issues, from the EPA nomination to the immigration ban to, you know, a lot of different things that have been happening? He has framed some of us as being outside state agitators who are paid to come in. He's been widely criticized for that. Have you had any contact with Scott Gardner's office outside of this planned protest on Friday?
So it's really interesting. My whole team has been, for the past month, trying to reach Senator Gardner's office through our volunteers, doing calls, sending letters, and there has not been any response. And we want to make sure that Senator Gardner is Colorado's senator, and that he is advocating for our community and listening to us. And that is something that we're not receiving. As you mentioned, I think it was in last weekend, he said that he was getting called for paid protesters. That's not the case. Our community is demanding to speak to our senator, the person that represents them. And it's interesting that there has not been any response, and that is really also why we are having this rally. If he's not listening to us through the regular means, by calling or sending letters, we're going to go to his office, and we'll be right in front of it.